This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live.
Join us if you would like. Well, there's a lot, of course, as always, to talk about here tonight. Joining you in studio, you've got me, Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Daryl.
And Sam Dodson, who was here with us for the first hour of the show, has taken a back seat. He's, again, not feeling particularly well in the voice. So it was a little painful, I think, to be on as long as he was. So thank you to Sam for coming in tonight and joining us here for a little recap. Now, Daryl, you're still a relatively new mover here to New Hampshire. Rich was here during Sam's tenure, but I believe you came afterwards.
I did. I don't know exactly when Sam left, but I believe it was okay. So it was about a year before I got here. I was thinking it was just a couple of months.
And you've been pretty active as well, doing a lot of media stuff here, Daryl. In fact, you just got back from a big weekend.
Yes.
In the South. You were down in, was it Mississippi?
Biloxi, Mississippi. I flew into New Orleans because it was cheaper than flying into Gulfport.
Mm-hmm.
And
you went to a Libertarian Party convention.
It was actually a dual convention.
Right.
So the Libertarian Parties of Alabama and Mississippi jointly held the convention.
Does that mean there are twice the bylaw nonsense at the dual convention?
So they had, yeah, each state had their own party business that...
Was it held simultaneous?
Was not held simultaneous.
Okay.
Was held, you know, not necessarily back-to-back, but one party held theirs. And then a little while later, the other party held theirs.
I see.
And neither one was too terribly long. And
that's good. Those can be the most grueling, gruesome portions of actually attending these things.
There was one part that was somewhat contentious during the election of officers for the Mississippi Party because one of my friends, let's say that she's not too well liked by some of the people in the party because she's rather outspoken.
Okay.
And so a couple of the elections, she nominated herself for positions, which are perfectly allowed within the bylaws.
Yep.
And then someone quickly was nominated to oppose her, and all three times that she ran for a seat, she was defeated 11-8.
Okay.
But one of the people who... shall we say, does not like her, had previously asked her to resign from the party and basically made being in the party, you know, not pleasant for her, so she left the party. And then she came back after this guy settled down, and so at the convention he said, she shouldn't even be here because she's resigned. Well, she has joined again, so shut up.
These internal party politics,
yes,
can be pretty frustrating, and it's one of the reasons why a lot of people are turned off by political action and party politics in general, because even within this tiny party, I mean, the Libertarian Party isn't exactly a behemoth,
right,
in politics. Even within this party, this relatively small party, there's all kinds of fighting, this internal strife between various different characters within the political,
right,
party,
because
who hold relatively no power.
You've got basically a group of fierce individualists,
yeah,
and some of them decide that they want to be the leader of the individualists. They want to be the big fish in the small pond, and they're going to do everything they can to eat up the little fish.
Including backstabbing and what you would expect from politicians.
Right. But, of course, the party business was not the primary focus of this convention.
That's not the reason you went, either.
Correct.
You went because you're a candidate for president.
Yes, and there was a debate. It was billed as the first real debate.
Uh-huh.
There had been a couple of others, but this was the first one that had more than a handful of the candidates.
There were, 10 or 11 people there?
There are 12 candidates that are running. Well,
does that include
actually
Vermont Supreme?
No, because he just announced today, so I can't count somebody today that wasn't
okay
running on Friday.
Okay, well, you said 12 candidates who are running, and he just announced
them. Is that in the bylaws?
So anyway, at the time of the convention,
yeah,
there were 12, and according
so
to the LP, according to the LP website, they're still recognizing 12 candidates seeking the nomination.
Mm-hmm.
10 of those that are recognized by the party were there.
Okay.
One of the candidates that was recognized had announced that he would not be able to be there because of medical reasons. Another candidate said that she would not be able to attend because of financial reasons.
But this was
reasons.
The biggest turnout in one place for all of the candidates.
Correct. And then there was a guy that nobody has any idea who he really is, but he apparently told the organizers, I'm a candidate. And since this other guy didn't show up, can I be on stage too?
Hmm.
And so they threw this guy up on stage. If you watch the video or look at the pictures, you will notice that 10 of the candidates have very nice banners in front of their podium.
Yeah, with like
it's
your name
got the
on
name
it.
And it's got the party logo, and then it says Libertarian at the bottom.
Right.
And then there's this guy. And if you don't know what's going on, you would think that that guy's the moderator. But that guy was not the moderator. He was one of the candidates that the organizers. And the organizers have actually publicly posted that, you know, in hindsight, they should not have let him on.
Was he that embarrassing? Like, there's
no
people out there that.
But from, you know, the visual uphill sort of thing.
I see. It looked bad.
You've got one guy up there without a banner and everybody else has one. And at the same time, it'd be almost like if, I don't know, somebody just jumped into the Republican Party on the day that they were having a debate, and, well, somebody couldn't make it because their plane got canceled, so yeah, you come on, but we don't have a podium for
you.
So here's a wooden podium. Everybody else has the fancy one.
No one here knows who you are, but welcome.
So from an aesthetic feel.
Yeah.
You know, it looked bad. And then there were problems, apparently, with the live streaming to where it was basically whitewashed.
Yeah, it was not a pretty picture on the live stream. But you said somebody was there recording kind of a professional version.
That's what I have heard. Yeah. I don't know when that video is going to be available.
Hopefully sooner rather than later. There's been a lot of buzz about this within the libertarian community over the last 24 to 48 hours.
Yes.
And there's a poll that's been put up with all the different candidates' names in them as far as who won this debate or who's the best candidate. And you were winning the poll the last time I looked at it. I know you've certainly got the support of a lot of Free Staters and others within the Libertarian Party.
Yes.
I mean, anybody who is disturbed with the party's loss of principle over the years, I think would back Daryl, would back your campaign. Because there's really, I mean, I didn't watch the whole debate, so I don't know for sure.
Right, because you were on the radio.
Right, give me your honest assessment of the other 9 candidates on the stage. How many of them can hold a candle to you as far as explaining the ideas of liberty from a principled standpoint? We know we've got the unprincipled people up there who are just there because they're popular, like Gary Johnson, maybe John McAfee. I'm not sure what his principles are. He seems kind of a question mark to me. But, you know, there's a bunch of no-name people that no one's ever heard of. Is there somebody up there who you think is, this guy's a principled libertarian, I actually am concerned that, you know, he's a threat to me winning this nomination?
No.
So you've got it. You've got this thing locked down.
I don't think I have it locked down.
As far
but
as principles are concerned.
Right. As far as principles are concerned.
We know
concerned,
the Libertarian Party doesn't like picking principled candidates
right.
since 2008.
I will say this, that I am by far and away the most principled candidate running, and that was acknowledged by a lot of people that were in attendance.
It was even acknowledged.
Including one of the candidates who mentioned to me privately
really?
During the break, after the first round, while they were having the straw poll vote to determine which 5 candidates would go to the second round, one of the candidates walked over to me and said, thank you for being the libertarian voice on stage.
Wow. Maybe he voted for you.
No, the candidates didn't get to vote.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think it's a good voice to have on stage, but frankly, I think it's better for the party and the philosophy to have a Gary Johnson who has obviously he's had a very broad appeal in New Mexico, and
I totally disagree. But we'll get into
governor,
it, Rich. And this is going to kind of harken back to our conversation
this is
about Rand
Paul. Part two.
Yeah. So stand by. We'll continue that discussion. I think it's you're wrong on both parts. It's not good for the party, and it's not good for the philosophy to have an unprincipled person representing the ideas of liberty. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Join us on Free Talk Live.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9426. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-939-9426. That's 1-800-939-9426.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may join us here toll-free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. We also have Skype. And our Skype username is LRN.FM. In our studio tonight in Keene, New Hampshire, it's Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Daryl.
Daryl W. Perry, presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party. We're going to get a little bit deeper into what happened at the Libertarian Convention in Mississippi and Alabama.
It was in Biloxi. Yep. And it was a joint convention, Mississippi and Alabama Libertarian parties worked together. And apparently they're talking about doing this joint convention every 4 years as sort of like the kickoff sort of thing. They want to be the
big
Iowa and New Hampshire of the Libertarian
That's cool.
parties.
That's a cool thing. Was it well attended? It looked like it from the...
It was well attended. I did a rough count at one point.
While you were on stage?
While I was on stage. And by rough count, I meant I counted the number of seats across and the number of seats deep.
That works.
And then multiplied, and there were about 90 seats set up that way, and then there were some round tables on each side. Okay. And those were packed, and then people standing in the background. So
more than 150?
I estimated about 120. And somebody else had said that at one time they had counted 150.
Nice.
But there were some people that were coming and going, so it was probably closer to 200-plus that wound up seeing at least part of the debate.
And some were watching online, and there's supposedly a
At one
version.
Time, there were 1,500 people watching
That's
the
right.
live stream.
Yeah, I saw. I was actually tuned into some of that later on. The live stream left a lot to be desired, but that's not your fault.
Right.
And, you know, at least they had it, whereas not having it is...
Yes.
You know, having something is better than having nothing, and the better-produced debate video is supposedly still to come, so stay tuned for that. I presume you're going to post that at FreeKeen or FPP.
Well, whenever I see it, I'll post the links around.
Cool. Yeah, because even though it didn't happen in New Hampshire, it's still something you did as
right.
a freaking blogger, so you're welcome to post it. And it's a big deal. So, Rich, I want to get into it with you because you said that Gary Johnson, who is a Republican and who's joined the Libertarian Party.
He's resigned from the Republican Party.
Good.
I'm pretty sure he became a member of the Libertarian Party sometime before becoming their nominee four years ago.
Well, I don't think you have to resign from the Republican Party to join the Libertarian Party. I don't think one is necessarily required for the other. But nonetheless, he was their nominee in the year 2012, and it sounds like you're supporting him for president right now. But we're going to get into that here in a moment. But first, we've got Mark on the line with us here. Mark Edge, normal weekend co-host here on Free Talk Live, calling from Keene. Go ahead, or the Keene area. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, so I thought it was kind of funny you guys going after Rich Paul for supporting
him. Oh, I haven't gone after him yet, but I will.
Oh, give him time.
The most liberty-oriented Republican when, you know, Daryl has to go on stage and be the most liberty-oriented libertarian. And my question for Daryl is when do you think the libertarians will be able to take over the Libertarian Party?
That's a good question.
That's a really good question. We first need to stop the Republicans from joining the Libertarian Party to try to turn the Libertarian Party into the Republican Party.
Isn't there
one? Oh, yes, because a growing party would be a political disaster. If we have people adopting our ideas and our
but
our
they're
way
not
of life,
adopting
then
the
all
ideas.
Of a sudden we'll
they're
have
not.
To quit that and form the
Rich,
anarchist
when
party.
When was the last time you were involved with the Libertarian Party? Because for more than two decades, they've been rejecting the ideas of liberty. In that party,
that there was
I think they had one terrible nominee who was Bob Barr, and
that was scraping the bottom of the barrel.
I did vote for him. I didn't like voting for him. I think the reason he got that nomination is because a lot of people were distracted by the Ron Paul campaign and weren't really paying attention to what was going on in the Libertarian Party.
No,
but I think Gary Johnson was a much better candidate.
I can tell you exactly how and why Bob Barr got elected or selected as the nominee.
For
it
listeners
was,
who don't know, Bob Barr, former congressman from Georgia, the U.S. representative, who is a notorious drug warrior. Notorious.
Yes. Former CIA, and there are some people that say you're never former CIA. Once you're CIA, you're always CIA. But the reason that Bob Barr was able to get elected, it did have something to do with Ron Paul.
I'm pretty sure he lost.
No, he got elected as the nominee for the Libertarian Party.
Okay,
He won that nomination because of the Ron Paul people, but not because they were distracted, but because they went and joined the Libertarian Party to Republicanize the Libertarian Party. There were people...
Which had been happening for years.
It had been, but specifically Bob Barr's vice presidential nominee, who said, and I quote, "I want to redefine libertarian to mean conservative." So you had people joining the Libertarian Party, and you still have people joining the Libertarian Party because they want to redefine the word libertarian to mean small government, conservative, but pot's okay, but the rest of it needs to remain illegal. We can't let gay people get married.
Okay,
that's not the reason that people join the Libertarian
Johnson.
Party, Daryl. The reason people join the Libertarian Party is they want to feel relevant. They want to take a chance at being somebody.
You don't join the Libertarian Party if you want to feel relevant.
Well,
I'm sorry.
No, if you want to be a big fish in a small pond.
Why do you think Gary Johnson quit being a Republican and went to be Libertarian?
If you're talking about from a politician's perspective, then it's something they do when they're in a last ditch trying to stay, I see what you're saying, trying to stay relevant from their perspective. Falling from grace.
I joined the Libertarian Party because I wanted to see more freedom in America.
Right. The average person does not join the Libertarian Party to feel relevant because you won't. You will feel irrelevant.
I understand.
They could do that, but it's a self-defeating strategy. It's not going to make you feel relevant.
That's what I'm saying.
Go ahead, Mark.
You're going to work within a party that's going to be irrelevant, and your work's going to be ignored. Why not be part of the Republicans? You'll be surrounded by people who believe the same things the Libertarians believe.
Because this is how party politics works.
Well, hold on just a second.
You asked a question, and I'm going to answer your question.
You guys shake your petard in the Libertarian Party. The thing is on fire. It's sinking.
Yeah, so let's bring more unprincipled people into the party. That's what's been happening. And people are joining the Libertarian Party, a lot of them because they want another alternative. They want another choice. Whether or not they're principled libertarians is another question. Though some of the political people join because they want to wield some sort of power over a political machine. And further, others join specifically for the purpose of diluting the party. This is what happens with public groups. When anyone is free to join in the Libertarian Party, the only thing that stops you from joining would be a signing statement that says that you don't support or advocate the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals, which obviously people like Bob Barr and Gary Johnson ignored when they signed it because they don't adhere to it. So you have these political operatives who see the Libertarian Party as a small threat. It's not a big threat, but it is the largest, arguably, of the third parties. And so they see that as a threat, and they want to go in there and they want to destroy it. That's what they do. That's politics. It happens at different levels. You've got Republicans infiltrating the Democrats infiltrating the Republicans, and others infiltrating the Libertarian Party. Am I wrong about this, Daryl?
You're not wrong, and to some extent it happens with the Green Party, where you've got Democrats joining the Green Party to try to neutralize the party.
Yep.
They're not trying to grow the party, they're trying to neutralize the party and prevent the party from having any success anywhere on anything.
So you really think Gary Johnson sees the Libertarian Party as a threat?
I'm not ascribing Gary Johnson with that. I'm telling you, there are people who have joined the Libertarian Party for the purpose of destroying it from the inside.
I thought you were talking about Gary Johnson. Campers and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Sling bow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of sling bow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine.
But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Maybe you've got an opinion about the Libertarian Party. It's going to be a topic of discussion that you're going to hear probably more often as we approach the May convention for the Libertarian Party, where they will select their presidential candidate. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Rich Paul,
and Daryl.
And Daryl, tell me about Superbeats.
So, yeah, you guys know that I've been getting back in shape.
Oh, yeah.
Lost about 140 pounds in the last year. And recently I've started adding Superbeats to my smoothies, and they help me maintain a healthy heart. And the thing that I like about Superbeats is when you put it in a smoothie, you can't taste it. Mark says that there's not much taste. He puts it in his water. I put it in a smoothie. Can't taste it at all. And that's good because I hate vegetables because they generally have like a dirty sort of taste. Superbeats has no taste. And it's all natural, non-GMO, and there's a dietary nitrate in the Superbeats that help increase your circulation and support a healthy heart, and it gives you a stamina boost. And if you don't fill the stamina boost in about 20 minutes, you don't pay for Superbeats, guaranteed. You can get a 30-day supply free with your first order. You'll also get nitric oxide indicator strips that you can use before and after you drink the Superbeats, and that way you can see that it's working. And you get the free book, Beat the Odds. All of this comes to you, again, with free shipping. Call 800-951-8940. FTLBeats.com, or again, 800-951-8940, FTLBeats.com.
All right, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. We had Mark on the line. He has since dropped off the line. You can Skype into the show. Skype username is lrn.fm. But let's go back to the conversation that we really kind of just barely got started, Rich, about what is good for the party, referring to the Libertarian Party, and good for the philosophy. You said Gary Johnson is both of those things, good for the party and good for the philosophy. Why?
My first choice would be Ron Paul, but he's
okay.
He's getting...
I would agree.
I don't know
you.
If he has the stamina.
If that were true, if it were Ron Paul, I would agree with that statement. Yeah. Ron Paul is philosophically pretty pure, and you know, he's good for the party because of that.
He manages to do the game much better of not having these faux pas that so enrage the purists. Well, really, you know, he banged away at about six things that the government was doing, and he kept saying, return to the Constitution, return to the Constitution. Now, the Constitution authorizes taxation, and taxation is theft. So was Ron Paul saying rob people? Well, no, he wasn't saying that. What he was saying is, let's get rid of some of the worst, most moronic, most idiotic, most inexcusable things that government does. And there's plenty of those things. Let's get them to cut in half the number of people they murder by ending their foreign wars and only murdering domestically. And that was pretty much, you know, what Ron Paul was saying. He attacked the wars. He attacked the Fed. He somewhat attacked the drug war, but he wasn't that enthusiastic about it.
Hey, he was enthusiastic enough. I mean, he attacked.
A lot of the way he put things was he put things as questions rather than as answers. And I think that,
sure,
that gave him that ambiguity that allowed people to see him the way they wanted to see him.
But on the other hand, now, he did say he supported legalized heroin on the stage at a Republican debate and got a lot of applause for it as well. So, I mean,
really?
It's pretty. Yeah, you didn't remember that?
I actually don't
that
remember
that.
That
was a real
line.
Moment.
Was that 2012?
Yeah. I think
that was 2008.
I don't remember which one it was, but he definitely said it. It was crystal clear on stage. One of his answers was about legalizing heroin, and it was more eloquent than that. And like you're saying, he's a good communicator of these ideas. But it was pretty clear what he was what he was advocating for, which was a total end to the war on drugs. So great, I agree with you, Rich. If it were Ron Paul, I'd be in total agreement that it would be good for the political party of the Libertarians and that therefore would be good for the philosophy because Ron Paul is pretty philosophically sound. Gary Johnson is not Ron Paul. He's not even a shred of Ron Paul.
Gary Johnson's had one really bad faux pas that I can think of, which was the Burka comment.
The most recent one that he made? That one? Like from a few weeks back?
Whatever.
Where he said...
The one on the day that he made his announcement, he told three different newspapers that interviewed him independently of one another that he would ban burkas.
That one.
And then he kind of walked
really
it back
like
the
to
next
read
day.
Because you can be loose in your paraphrases, Daryl. Is there a reference to that or anything?
There's something somewhere. I mean, we can probably pull it up.
I can find you sources that cite the three different articles.
Yeah. I would love to see what his actual words were because things get shipped around. But yeah, I mean, obviously that's a position that I don't take and that I would never
he reversed his position sort of after basically he got called out by many within the Libertarian community as this is unacceptable for a Libertarian Party candidate to be talking about banning clothing, banning what someone would want to wear.
Yeah, and that is my biggest problem.
It shows a fundamental failure on his part to not understand the ideas of liberty, doesn't it? I mean, come on, this is basic human freedom.
I don't know. I think it. I don't know what he was thinking when he made that statement. And next time I talk to him, I'll ask him.
Wasn't he? Daryl, you were on the stage. You were on the stage with him, Daryl, at this Libertarian Party debate. Like I said, I was on the air, wasn't watching. But I'd seen people posting online that he seemed Islamophobic on stage.
Yes, on stage he said repeatedly that if elected, he would ban Sharia. And when called out on what he thinks is Sharia, not actually being Sharia, he stood his ground and said...
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Sharia is political and religion is protected, but I would ban Sharia because I can do that.
So he has no idea what he's talking about. He is basically pandering to anti-Muslim xenophobia.
What is he defining as what Sharia is then? What is he saying that he would ban? Not your interpretation of Sharia, but what is he saying?
What Fox News reports as Sharia, which is basically what the governments of Saudi Arabia and Iran and a bunch of other Middle Eastern countries do, he thinks is Sharia. According to the Muslims that I know, that's all Wahhabism, not Sharia. Sharia is something that you completely voluntarily submit to.
It's a set of religious rules.
Hebrew
diet. Okay, so this is a theological disagreement that you have with him about exactly what entails Sharia law. Are you going to be asking him to enforce Sharia law? Does he need to have a good knowledge of Sharia law to be a president of the United States? Because that doesn't seem like a necessary thing.
Trying to ban religious things.
He doesn't know what he's talking about, Rich.
He's claiming that Sharia is political, not religious.
Well, I'll tell you.
But it's completely religious. The same way that the people that are Jewish mm-hmm. follow the Levitical law, mm-hmm. that's religious.
Well, I'll tell you what. When you have men out in the streets hitting women with sticks because they don't like the way they're dressed,
that's not Sharia.
To me is what Sharia law is.
But that's not Sharia.
That is something that I don't want to see going on in the United States.
I don't want to see people beating.
It's not something that would be legal in the United States now. It doesn't need to be banned. It's already banned by laws against assault, robbery, rape, and murder, which is what they do to people whose dress they don't approve of.
But that's not Sharia.
Which I run.
Ask any of the people from Muslims for Liberty, and they will tell you that what you just described is not Sharia.
Right.
And so this
it's not authorized definition of Sharia.
Yes,
the incorrect definition.
Okay. Are we going to decide whether the Catholics or the Protestants are correct in their religious squabbles as well? I mean, they each claim different things for the teaching of Christ.
I wouldn't support Gary Johnson if he wanted to ban the Catholic whatever the rites that they do.
I would certainly support him if he wanted to ban the Inquisition.
Toll-free number is 855-453.
February is National Heart Month, and chances are you have a cardiovascular issue like I do. I help maintain my healthy heart by drinking Super Beets. It's a superfood powder that I mix with water, but you can mix it with yogurt or put it in a smoothie, whatever you want. Not only does it help boost my circulation and support my healthy blood pressure naturally, but I feel the energy and stamina boost in about 20 minutes, which no other superfood formula guarantees. All the beets from Super Beets come from one non-GMO farm in California, so they can keep a close eye on the production of the dietary nitrates. I want you to try this product for National Heart Month. And if you don't feel the results, you don't pay guaranteed. Get a 30-day supply free with your first order. You also get nitric oxide indicator strips so that you can see it's working. Plus, get the free book, Beat the Odds. And all of this comes with free shipping. Call 800-951-8940 or visit ftlbeats.com. I believe in Super Beats. 800-951-8940, ftlbeats.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Join us on the radio waves. The toll-free number is 855-453. Are people like Gary Johnson bad for the Libertarian Party? Daryl and I say yes. Rich Paul is vehemently defending the Islamophobic candidate here tonight. Gary Johnson, who was against you this past weekend, Daryl, and about eight other candidates on a stage in Biloxi, Mississippi at a Libertarian Party dual convention for the Alabama and Mississippi Libertarian parties. Now, if you're online, you really should be protecting yourself. And one of the ways you can do that to get your privacy back is to use ProXPN. ProXPN is a virtual private network. They encrypt your data from your computer or mobile device. They've got OpenVPN, which is the gold standard of network encryption, plus apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, as well as Android. And there's also Linux support as well. So unlike other VPNs, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. And if you're a Windows user, ask ProXPN about changing your DNS settings for even greater anonymity. They take credit card and Bitcoin, and if you use code FTL50, you can get 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of an annual account. It can be cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. Use the internet the way it was meant to be used. Go to proxpn.com right now and use code FTL50 to take back the privacy that is your right. So, Rich, you made the statement earlier that you believe that a candidate like Gary Johnson, who was the Libertarian Party's nominee in the 2012 presidential election, he's better than Bob Barr. I'll give you that. Mm. But, you know,
by leaps and bounds, I would say better than Bob Barr.
A leap or bound, but he's better.
When I remember, I hadn't even paid attention to the Libertarian, and maybe I'm just projecting my experience in 2008 onto the rest of the Libertarian Party. I was so caught up in the Ron Paul campaign, but I was always a realist. I knew he wasn't going to get the nomination, so the Republican nomination. So a lot of what I wanted to do is to take his supporters back with me to the Libertarian Party, and I was really hoping that there was going to be a nomination of the Libertarian candidate by Ron Paul, which which didn't happen. And then when I remember the sitting in my office one night on the night of the convention and hearing that Bob Barr had gotten it, and I was absolutely
bewildered,
rushed.
Huh?
Yeah. I didn't even know he was trying to get it.
Yeah.
I remembered getting a letter saying he'd joined the party.
Didn't he defeat Dr. Mary Ruark?
Narrowly, I think. And I would have definitely thrown my weight behind Ruark if I had been there. But
well, that's the problem was, though, that Bob Barr, he was just an indicator of how far the party had fallen.
And he recruited heavily. Somehow he got a hold of the donor list of people that had donated to Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And he recruited heavily off of that donor list and brought enough people into the party to get the nomination for himself.
And it had been going on for years, as I pointed out previously. I remember when I actually ended up resigning the Libertarian Party before they nominated Bob Barr. So that wasn't that wasn't even the final straw for me. It was just that I was so sick of the continued anti-principled statements that had been made in, like, the party newsletter. There was a newspaper called the LP News that they'd send out, I think, on a monthly.
Oh, I used to read that every month. Yeah,
me too.
It still comes out,
I think, three or four times a year.
They went quarterly. So it used to be monthly, though, back in their heyday. Back when the Libertarian Party was more relevant, they printed this thing, and I was dismayed every issue with how many, like, letters to the editor or articles themselves were not actually advocating libertarian positions. They were not advocating, you know, for a libertarian, you believe you don't advocate or support the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. That's the statement that you still have to sign to join the Libertarian Party, although there's one presidential candidate for their party who's arguing about, arguing in favor of eliminating that statement, which would be really sad.
You know, when I first signed that statement, what I thought it meant was that I wasn't going to try and overthrow the government.
I had
no idea as a matter of fact, if I probably wouldn't have joined when I did if I had fully understood what that statement made.
In my case,
I would probably support removing it. Basically, what I think the Libertarian Party should represent is, if you remember the Nolan chart, the world's smallest political quiz.
Most people aren't familiar with it. What is it?
Okay, you have a square diagram with centrist in the middle. You have liberal on the left. You have conservative on the right.
The square is kind of rotated to be more diamond shape.
Cut into five spots. Okay, you have your center
centrist
line
left, right.
is the mythical paradigm that they teach you in school, the left-right paradigm,
right.
From liberal to conservative, upon which libertarians don't exist, and neither do Nazis or communists. And then you have the authoritarian quadrant, where you find the Nazis
Hitler.
And the communists, and then you have the libertarian quadrant, where
Correct.
You find the libertarians. And, you know, it's identified by two scales. And anyway, the voice that I want to hear coming out of the Libertarian Party is a voice from somewhere in the center of the libertarian quadrant on the Nolan chart. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that I want that is because as you go from minarchist positions to anarchist positions, you lose a huge, huge number of people. And they're people that you need. So if all they're doing is trying to push it back to constitutional government, which, if you broadly interpret the Ninth Amendment, is relatively libertarian. You know, if you incorporate the Declaration of Independence, which says, to paraphrase, that the only check on your free action should be the equal rights of others to act, then it's a pretty good voice. I'd like to also have an anarchist party putting out, you know, with running Daryl Perry and Mary Ruart and Ian Freeman and arguing a more purist position. I think that would be a very valuable voice.
Well, libertarians used to be pure, and that was the position of the Libertarian Party, was purity, 100-100 score on the Libertarian chart that you were talking about, the Diamond chart, the Nolan chart. So that's one of the reasons why we disagree on this, Rich, is because your goal is to get elected as a libertarian, or to try to get elected.
Not to get elected necessarily, but my goal is
to
make as much noise as possible, even at the risk of losing some of the clarity of the message, because once you've got people's attention, you can clarify the message. And the nice thing about these ideas is one builds upon the other. As you accept some of the ideas of liberty, and you realize that people will find ways to figure out some of their problems, it becomes easier and easier to believe that people will be able to solve more and more of their problems. So I want to have a larger bandwagon that maybe doesn't go quite as far, but it would be nice to have an alternate voice. Maybe the Boston Tea Party could become the...
I don't think that went anywhere.
Yeah,
that's not existed in almost 4 years.
Daryl was involved in that, though. Now, Daryl, you were trying to jump in there for a moment, I think.
I was going to say something, but I don't remember what it was.
Bandwagon, maybe. So you're talking about this big bandwagon, Rich, and I get where you're coming from. I do understand. Mm-hmm. I feel like it is important to have the principled message of liberty out there, because when you have someone like a Rand Paul or Glenn Beck, or you know, at least Rand Paul, at least to his credit, wouldn't describe himself as a libertarian. But people like Glenn Beck,
right,
who say they're a libertarian.
I'm a libertarian at heart.
And then they go on to talk about all these things that are very unlibertarian. Is very, in my opinion, damaging to the ideas of liberty. If you have an unprincipled person out there who's the icon of the party, this is their choice for libertarianism, to get the word out about this particular political party, which was originally based on a political philosophy, which has been now lost in this pursuit of this big tent idea. So, yeah, they did get a record number of votes with Gary Johnson in the year 2012. They finally surpassed a million votes, which they hadn't done since the year 1980 with a previous candidate that they had. So, you know, they did get some votes.
Right. But dues paying membership to the party has not increased by any, you know, measurable notice. Like, it's within the margin of error,
so
basically.
It turned into nothing in reality beyond just a few extra votes.
Correct.
So there you go, Rich. You know, you sacrificed the principles of the party, and you didn't even get any extra party members out of it.
Well, that's... I mean, A, I haven't sacrificed anything, but...
But you're supporting candidates like Gary Johnson, who are sacrificing the principles of liberty on the altar of popularity.
I don't believe that they're sacrificing the principles of liberty. I believe
when you
that
advocate
they
for banning burkas, you've sacrificed the principle of liberty. 855-453. We'll continue, and you can share your thoughts in Hour 3 coming up.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.